Welcome back to Purim Drashas of the Amoraim. The fifth drasha according to the Gemara is that of Rabba Bar Ofran. So the Gemara says on Megillah Daf Yud Amud Beis, Rabba Bar Ofran Pesach La Pischa La Hai Parsha Samehacha. Rabba Bar Ofran would start from the following pasuk, a pasuk in Yirmiyahu. V'samti chiesi be'elam, v'avadati misham melech v'sarim. So I have placed kisi, my throne, in Elam, and I have caused to be destroyed from there kings and officers. So that's what Yirmiyahu says, this nevuah. Now this is the drasha of Rabba Bar Ofran. He says, melech zuvashti. The king that's going to be destroyed from there, from Elam, is Vashti. Visarim, and the officers, the princes, ze Haman vasaris banav. That's Haman and his children. Okay, so Rashi says, based on Sefer Daniel, that Shushan HaBira was actually in Elam. So this pasuk is therefore a reference to the Purim story. Yirmiyahu is prophesying about the Purim story. I placed my throne in Elam, that's referring to Shushan HaBira, and I caused to be lost from there, I destroyed from there a king and officers, Ne'um HaShem. So the king and officers, says Rabba Bar Ofran, is reference to Vashti, and a reference to Haman and his sons. So one strange thing we have to note in this drasha is that the term Melech is understood to be Vashti, though it makes sense that it can't be anybody else. It can't be Achashverosh because he isn't killed in the Megillah, nor would it be Haman, who is Dafka not a Melech, as the Gemara is going to say explicitly on Yod Aleph and Aleph. It's going to say that, as Rashi explains, Haman was specifically not a king, and there's a lot of a discussion to have about that, of why it's important that and significant that Haman wasn't a king. So the royal figure who was killed is Vashti, so presumably what it means by Melech is a royal figure. But anyway, it seems that Rabba Bar Ofran views the two critical pieces of the Megillah to be the executions of Vashti and Haman and his sons. And we really see how important they were for the story, as the former resulted in Esther becoming queen, right? The murder or execution of Vashti led to Esther becoming queen. And the latter, just meaning the execution of Haman and his sons, is where we see how Esther becoming queen actually saves the day. So perhaps Rabba Bar Ofran wants us to see that both were prophesied by Yirmiyahu in the same pasuk, in the same statement, no less. And therefore, both of them were part of Hashem's plan and connected. Lest one think, you know, you can look that, no, maybe Esther just happened to become queen, and this happened to just be some way out of an evil decree that took place a decade later. Right? It kind of looks like that. The story of the Megillah is around 10 years from start to finish. So you might say, okay, they're unconnected events, Esther becoming queen and ultimately saving the day. But Rabba Bar Ofran tells us, no, look at these two, and they're part of the same nevuah of Yirmiyahu. Perhaps we can even suggest further, Pidrash, that right, it says that specifically the Hashem placed his kisei in Elam, Be'elam. Perhaps we can darshan Elam as a lashon of Be'elam, He'elam meaning hidden. Right? So that the pasuk says that Hashem will place his kisei, his throne, in Elam, in hiddenness. And we know, of course, right, the Gemara in Zion and Aleph, and really many other places, especially in the, you know, in the Svarim that speak about the Pnimiyas Satorah, that the story of the Megillah is the war against Amalek, right? Shabbos Zachor, it's clearly the war of Amalek, of Klal Yisrael against Amalek. And we know at the Kriyas Torah of Purim itself, then we just did it a couple of weeks ago, the Maftir Parshas B'Shalach, is that Amalek places his Yad al Keska, his hand on, as Rashi understands, the throne of Hashem. He limits the ability for Hashem to manifest himself fully, or to be perceived properly. So there's like an aleph missing from the kisei of Hashem, and it's yud kei instead of yud kei vav kei. So Chazal explained that Kaviyachal diminishes Hashem's throne, Amalek's existence. So when Hashem places his throne in Elam, right, as Yirmiyahu says, he places his throne in Elam, that means he's acting in a hidden fashion, and that's when Amalek's hand appears to block part of the throne. Nevertheless, Misham, says Yirmiyahu, from there, from that place in Elam, and from that place of hiddenness, Hashem kills Vashti to replace her with Esther, and ultimately allows Esther to use her malchus to kill the Zera Malek, Haman, and his sons. So we see that Yirmiyahu is talking about the hiddenness, that the limited throne that is placed in hiddenness, and from that place specifically, from that place of Hester Punim, from that place of hiddenness in Elam, in Shushan Abira, where there's no more Nevuah and things are not so clear, and it's a very challenging situation for Klal Yisrael. And nevertheless, miraculously, Misham, from that very place, what happens? Avadati the Melech, Vashti is killed, and that leads to the Avadati the Sarim, the death of Haman and the 10 sons. We see a revelation of Hashem and the defeat of Amalek and the reestablishment of Hashem's throne in its proper glory.